it was a great Friday night for high school football across the Upper Cumberland. The weather cooperated for the first time all season long. Special teams, a big part of the night across the Upper Cumberland. Livingston Academy keeps rolling. All three Putnam County schools get the win. Clay takes a big rivalry game. We'll talk about all of that during the course of this hour. We'll also check in on Red Boiling Springs football before we're done. And the Cookeville Cavaliers are in the house here at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. Welcome to the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. We're glad you're spending this Saturday morning with us, where we talk high school sports every week. Get things started with a look at how the scores turned out on Friday night across the region. Livingston goes to 7-0 with a 31-0 homecoming win over DeKalb County. Caleb Robinson, 23 carries, 145 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Wesley Smith, 6 catches, 76 yards for Livingston. For DeKalb County, tough night offensively, just 88 yards total offense on the night. Upperman gets 418 yards of total offense in beating York 35-0. Donovan McAllister was 12 of 17 for 219 yards and 4 touchdowns. Daniel Metzger, 3 catches, 80 yards and 2 scores. Carter Shanks, 3 passes, 59 yards. For York, Caden Stover, 4 carries, 37 yards. Monterey is 7-0. They beat Joe Burns by a 35-6 final. Jordan Key with 3 touchdowns, including a punt return for a touchdown. He was 7 of 8 for 99 yards. Running back Mason Bowman, 73 yards rushing on the night. Cookeville gets the win over Warren County by a 25-19 score. Stockton Owens, 16 carries, 99 yards and a touchdown. Cameron Harris, 9 carries, 96 yards and a score. Clay County beats Pickett County by a final of 45-0. Joseph Markham, 16 carries, 147 and a touchdown. Carson Sharp had 108 yards on the ground for the Bulldogs, who are now 6-1. Luke Smith, 104 yards through the air for Pickett County. Hunter Vick, 35 yards receiving. Cascade defeats Jackson County 10-0 last night. Eli Burris, 9 of 22 for 92 yards and an interception. Jacob Calvin, 3 catches, 35 yards for Jackson County. Macon County beats Stone Memorial by a final of 16-6. It was Smith County downing Sequatchie County 39-19. Gordonsville wins over Red Boiling Springs 36-12. Jimmy Maynard, head coach of the Cookeville Cavaliers, joins us now at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive, and a very tough night for your Cavaliers last night in terms of just physical play.
It was, Larry. It's and we talked about it all week and warned our kids it was going to be a physical game, and that's the style of football that Warren County plays. They're very big in the offensive line. They get in unbalanced sets and just, you know, 230-pound tailback, and then a quarterback that's probably one of the most dynamic players that we've seen all year. And he's, you know, and himself, he's like 210. So it was a tough night. We're not very big on defense, so we're having to take that stuff on. And, you know, they kept the ball away from us. That was their game plan. They ran the clock down to the last couple of seconds before snapping the ball. And, you know, they had 32 plays the first half, and we only had 16. We didn't get the ball any, but we hung on there, and the guys kept battling and just, you know, kept them out of the end zone. And offensively, the second half, we were able to get some drives going and put some points on the board. But it was a very, very tough physical night. I'm sure we got some sore young men this morning.
As a coach, it worries you because you're in there dealing with those big hosses, and your guys not big, and so just play after play after play after play and 3 and 4 yards at a time.
And then the quarterback, I mean, he's such a dynamic player that he just, you know, if he sees something he don't like, he just pulls the ball out of the tailback's belly, and he'll just go anywhere. And they got in some unbalanced sets with some big linemen, brought a fullback in that probably weighs 285, 295 to block for the tailback that's 230, which is bigger than anybody we got on defense. So it's tough, and you know, we just had to try to get a pad level down and be aggressive, and we worked all week on trying to do that and just not allow a big play. Just try to make them, you know, hopefully get behind the chains, make mistakes, and And we were, you know, fortunate there was a couple of holding calls. Actually, there was a whole lot more than that, but there's a couple of calls. But, you know, I give them credit. Coach Turner's done a great job with that program. They've got really good-looking players and got some athletes on the field to go along with those big linemen.
Those kinds of games also put pressure on your offense to sustain drives.
Absolutely, and that's what we kept saying on the sideline. If we can just get a stop, we can score. And they had a good defensive team. The quarterback's a safety for them and makes a lot of plays. But, you know, we just hopefully we could get some stops, and we had to score. We talked about it at halftime. We've got to score every time we touch the ball. We have to take the ball and get it in the end zone. And fortunately, we were able to do that for the most part.
What pleased you most offensively?
Well, I thought our offensive line did a really good job. They crowd the box. They are a team, and we thought going in we're going to have to throw the football because they're going to keep eight in the box, and they did. But we were able to, you know, able to block them pretty well. And like I said, Cameron Harris had a good night for us running the football. He didn't have many carries, but you know, he had almost 100 yards and a touchdown. And then of course Stockton had 100 yards rushing. But I thought the biggest thing is I thought our offensive line really did a good job of blocking up front.
Jimmy Maynard, head coach of the Cookeville Cavaliers, with us at Chick-fil-A as we talk about the Cavaliers' win over Warren County Friday night. And this one literally did come down to the final moments of the football game. Warren County had a chance.
They did. Carlos Alexander had a big night for us. I want to mention him because he blocked a couple extra points. We'd worked on that during the week and thought that we could get there and block some, and he blocked a couple extra points and attempts, and at the end of the game, and this is a kid that weighs probably 100 and maybe 160 pounds. I'm not sure he weighs that, but he made a big interception there. You know, we had an opportunity to seal the game. We had the ball and a chance for a first down and to run the clock out at the end of the game, and we fumble and give him the ball at about midfield, and we have to make plays, and we did that. We were able to get that interception with, you know, and then take a victory set and run the clock out. But it was a heck of a football game and a very physical football game.
Doesn't it always seem like that you get the very best that Warren County has?
Always. Since I've been here, 7 years I've been here, there's been a few of them. It's been blowouts. But, you know, I remember the first year we went over there and had to doggone. It's just kind of like this game. We had to win the game at the end, and you're going to get that. I mean, and they're a good team. I mean, they've won, you know, three ball games coming in. They've beaten Siegel and beaten Coffee County. If you look at Coffee County, they went down to Rockville last night and beat them like 44-13 or something. So, you know, I think the Coffee County team is a much improved team that we got a big win over. So it's a dogfight every week. And then, you know, even with Siegel plays Riverdale they're ahead and it end up getting beat by two scores. But it's a tough sled, man. Anywhere you go in this region, you're going to have to play every night.
Jimmy Maynard is head coach of the Cookeville Cavaliers. He's brought several of the Cavaliers with him. We'll meet them as we roll on. Talking Cookeville football. High school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Cookeville gets the win over Warren County Friday night, going into a bye week. How much does it help going into a bye week with a win?
It's really good because a couple of times we've not done that, and it's been miserable for me, and I'm sure it has for these guys. But, you know, I told them last night, this is going to be a better week for us. You know, I mean, we needed this week. You know, we're a little banged up right now, and I'm sure these guys are tired. They've been out in 90-degree weather for several weeks now, and it come at a good time. And, you know, and I want to say this since we're on here, Larry, talking about this. You know, Kate Apple's a really good player for us, sophomore, broke his arm last night. So, you know, he's going to have surgery this morning and get that thing repaired. And just our thoughts and prayers with him and his family, because he's a tough kid and had a pretty good break there in his arm last night.
And everybody on the football team feels that when somebody has that happen, no doubt. Who'd you bring along today?
We got Jacob Stamps. Jacob's a senior, tailback, and a safety for us. We have Cameron Harris. Cameron is a defensive lineman and a running back. And we have Ford Hunter. Ford is a tight end for us. All three of these guys are seniors, good leaders of our football team, and just good young men.
Jacob, how good does it feel to walk away with that win?
Oh, it feels great. You know, we come in 2-3, you know, well, 2-4 getting ready you know, to come in and just ready to play. It really is good to feel, you know, 3-4 where we can actually, you know, improve off this off week and get ready for the next game.
Do you know from your experience playing Warren County that when you play them, you're going to get everything they got?
Oh, yes, sir. They always have size. They always have, you know, grit, determination. So we really have to come in, you know, with a sound mind and discipline to have a mentality to always line up against them and go, give everything we got. So,
Cameron, coach said there'd be some sore guys this morning after taking that pounding. How about yourself?
Yes, sir. I'm very, very sore right now from getting tackled all night long, but it was worth it if we got the win.
How big were those guys?
Some of them were pretty big. They're almost 300 pounds. I was getting smacked all night long, but it's good.
You're like saying to the offense, hey, could you guys hold on to this for a little while? Right?
Yes, sir.
Where do you feel like you've developed during the course of your career?
I think that I've developed running the ball better. I think I've got better running vision and holding onto the ball, especially because sophomore year that was a big problem for me.
Your teammates are kind of laughing here now. How'd you get better at that?
Well, it was off-season work. I worked on my agility and my just ball security drills all season long.
Putting it in the same place and putting your arm right, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
High and tight with two arms around
high
it.
High and tight. Where's this football team right now as you sit here in the start of October?
I think we're in a good place. I think, obviously, the beginning of the season we weren't the best, but I think we've gotten a lot better. And I'm proud of us for coming off of being 0-3 and being able to come back and still win games.
You guys have to kind of set the tone for that, don't you? You have to make sure the young guys understand, look, this is a long journey and there's lots of bumps and all of that that goes along. Have you embraced that role of trying to be the leader?
Absolutely. It's hard because, like, a lot of the younger players don't really understand that you just have to keep going no matter what. Regardless, the season's going to keep going.
You have to help them understand that one loss doesn't define things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cameron, where can this team still improve in your mind?
We can be always more physical and always be, I don't know, just have the grit and play with heart like we did last night, fourth quarter. I know our defense, so we were saying all fourth quarter we needed to play with more heart. That ended up happening. We ended up taking the W, so it's always good.
Being physical, is that something that comes natural to you?
To an extent, yes, but, like, there's always room for improvement. You can never just settle on what you got. You always have to work hard for something.
Jacob, how good is this bye week?
Oh, it feels great. It gives everybody a chance to heal and, you know, come back prepared for the next week. And we have Siegel that following week, so it gives everybody a chance to heal and get ready, get our minds right.
Is it as much about a mental break as it is the physical break?
Probably so. You know, mental break's always important because you need to gather yourself every once in a while to get a game plan, to get ready for your next opponent, and a bye week helps us do that with both mentally and physically.
Cookeville Cavaliers with us at Chick-fil-A. Jacob, can you believe that your senior year is in October?
No. It still blows me away since how fast it went. I remember it just seems like yesterday I was playing freshman football. And, you know, it goes by so fast. And I was talking when I was a sophomore, you know, Day-Day and Mike Scalvo, a couple of those guys, you know, they told me, like, it'll go by fast. And I was like, no, it won't. It really did. I mean, 2 years went by like that. Now I'm a senior, about to go into week 8, and it's crazy.
Cameron, can you put into words what it's like as it's moving so fast? I mean, do you start at this point to say, now hold on, we're getting down, we're like small numbers of games left.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to me to think that, like what Jacob said, it's shot by, and I never thought it would, because, you know, when I was a freshman, I'm like, this is going to take forever to get out of high school and got college afterwards. But, man, I just enjoyed high school and just enjoyed the people I've been around this whole 4 years.
Fort, what has the football experience meant to you?
It's been a lot. It's really helped me shape myself as a person. It's really made me, like, mentally stronger through, like, summer workouts and all the hot practices. It's really helped me out.
Coach, what has this senior class meant to this program?
Well, every year, you know, you talk to your seniors and you talk about leadership, and it always starts with your senior class. And this group is a great group of young men. I mean, they are not only good football players, but they're just outstanding young men. And, you know, they're talking more right now than they normally talk. You know, it's hard to get conversation from them sometimes. But Cameron's a talker. These other two, they're pretty quiet guys. And the whole class is like that. It's not a large class. There's about 13, I believe, left in that senior class. But, you know, they have, as you mentioned a while ago, we've got a lot of sophomores and juniors on this football team that have not played very much football in high school. And, you know, we rely on these seniors to lead. And these guys are not the rah-rah type. They lead by example. You know, they're always giving good effort. They're always, you know, if it's in the weight room, they're going to do every rep. They're going to do what's expected of them. And, you know, just proud of them because they're great people. And that's what this is all about. At the end of the day, anyway, is making sure you develop good people. And I feel really comfortable about these three young men and our whole senior class. So I think we got a great group.
Do you feel good about where this football team is now?
Well, I don't ever feel good until it's over. But, you know, we've made some strides. We've gotten better in a lot of areas, but we still have a lot of areas that we've got to get better in. And some of them mentioned we got to get physical. You know, it's a physical game, and this league we play in is very physical. And you know, but I saw last night our guys, I watched the tape, and you know, our guys were trying to play physical, and that's what we asked them to do. And we, you know, moving forward, we still got three games left, and you know, we're in control of our own destiny at this point, and we've got to go out and play. We've still got areas that we've got to improve in, but you know, we have made improvements. Obviously, you know, you think about the teams that have beaten us. There's not very many losses among those teams. Those are very good football teams. And we have not played a bad football team. I mean, we have not. Our schedule, it's been tough. I mean, even, you know, some people would look at it and say, well, you played Livingston or you played Upperman. But those people are those teams have very good people on their teams. And even White County's, you know, sitting along, what, 4-2 right now.
Right.
And so we've played very good football teams, and I'm proud of our guys. I think we've gotten better and better each week. And we've eliminated some mistakes that we were making early in the year, and some of our younger guys are growing up a little bit, and we've still got some growth to do, trust me, because last night they had an opportunity and kind of went a little off the wire for us. But yes, I'm hopefully we can continue to get better and better as we progress through these next three games.
Cookeville beats Warren County 25-19, the final score. Great to have with us Jacob Stamps, Cameron Harris, Fort Hunter, all seniors on this Cavaliers team, and head coach Jimmy Maynard. Enjoy the bye week.
Hey, thank you, Larry. We will.
Monterey keeps rolling along, beats Joe Burns 35-6. You can get the recap at ucsportsnation.com. We're bringing in head coach Scott Hughes of the Wildcats on the High School Playbook. We're built by our friends at Mountain Barn Builders. Go by and see them. Get something great for the backyard. Coach, all three phases really working together for your team last night.
Yes, we had a pretty good night all around. Still got several things that we got to clean up, but overall was very pleased with our performance last night. Especially, it's kind of a weird week. You know, we're going on fall break. It was last week of school, and those things always scare you as a coach. Just, you know, making sure the kids are focused and things of that nature, especially when you play a team such as Joe Burns. And I was very proud of our kids and the way they mentally prepared for the week.
Because their friends are saying, you know, at 2:30, hey, have a great week, have a great 2 weeks. You got to play a football game.
Yes, very much. And that's the fear, you know, not only for last night, but going through the next week is, you know, everybody else is leaving, going on vacation, hanging out, and you know, we have a game next week. And, you know, trying to make sure that everybody is where they need to be, and more importantly, just trying to make sure that their mind is where it needs to be, because it's hard to be distracted during that time. But, you know, hopefully our group will be mature, and we've got good leaders on this football team, and very, very proud of where they're at. From a physical standpoint, and very proud of where they're at from a mental standpoint. They're learning how to accept the challenge and how to do the little things the right way every day, and that's been a blessing to have.
Jordan Key, once again, with an outstanding night.
Well, Jordan's a guy that, you know, he just finds a way to win, and he's a guy that has really just kind of took over our program, and He's not a big vocal guy, but what you see on Friday nights, what you see on Monday as well. And he's just one of those guys that leads by example, and he's going to play as hard for you, you know, on offense as he is on defense, and he's going to play as hard for you in the special teams game. And, you know, he's kind of changed the way that people are approaching us right now a little bit because, you know, he's either scored 4 or 5 special teams touchdowns this year. And I know he's had back-to-back weeks with punt returns against really good football teams. And so it's something that all of a sudden, you know, you're scoring points in the third phase. And, you know, it's a big contribution. All of a sudden your offense don't have as much pressure and your defense knows, hey, if we get a stop, we got a chance to score right here.
The thing about punt returns and kickoff returns to the same degree, I guess, is that it takes everybody. And when you have somebody dynamic back there, those other guys who are blocking, they know if I do the right thing every time, he's got a chance to score.
Very true, and it's something that we've seen change from a few years where we were, you know, not fielding punts or we weren't comfortable if you know, anybody was really close and we were giving up field position. You know, we were letting the ball roll and you know, ball's rolling 8 to 15 yards and depending on sometimes, you know, even further than that. And, you know, with every yard that it's rolling is a yard you got to gain back. And I've seen a huge change in the approach that our guys are taking to our special teams because they know right now we've got 3, 4, 5 guys that we could put back there that are going to go field the football, and they've got a chance to break it. And so we're very blessed in that regard. And my hat's off to our guys up front blocking. I mean, they're busting their hind ends every time the ball's in the air. And our kickoff team as well. You know, Jordan's got a kickoff return for a touchdown. But Kevin Borjas almost broke one last night. And we've had some other guys, you know, when they've tried to kick away from those guys, you know, break it. Byron Borjas, Kevin's brother, he set the tone with some pooch kicks and had some big returns and getting us back over midfield and has almost broke a few. And so right now, you know, very pleased with our special teams. But our guys know we definitely are not where we need to be. We had that conversation last night about, you know, still got some areas in our special teams that we got to clean up.
Great thing about that too, Scott Hughes, is that in all levels of football, but especially in high school football, those special teams touchdowns can really be backbreakers.
Oh, it is. And you know, it's one of those things now that, you know, and we've always looked at it as an offensive snap, you know, kind of a 50-50 snap is what we call it because, you know, you got to make sure that nobody fakes it on you. You got to make sure that you stay on sides. There's a lot of just little intricacies that a lot of people don't think about. But it's also once the ball comes off the punter's foot, to us it changes over to an offensive snap because we're going to have the ball and we got to block. And it's one of those things, you know, if you get a good return, then all of a sudden you've helped your offense out. You know, you're cutting down first downs. You're cutting down opportunities for mistakes on offense. And then when you start changing the field position, you know, we're blessed to have a pretty good kicking game with Renee. And it's one of those things all of a sudden, you know, even if we don't score, then we've got the opportunity to flip the field, make you go a further distance. And so it's one of those things for us that we're very prideful in. And it's one of the things that very proud of how our guys are approaching it and how prideful they are in the approach to that aspect of football.
Monterey with a win over Joe Burns. What pleased you about your defensive performance Friday night?
We had a lot of guys getting to the football. And, you know, to us, in looking at it last night, it was one of our cleaner mental games. And that's something that we've really been stressing is making sure that mentally we just know where we're at, you know, and not having mental bust. And for us, you know, we're playing some young guys in some big spots, and we're playing them in positions that they may have never played, you know, growing up in youth league or even growing up in middle school. A couple of these guys played linebacker and was just told to run, go get the football. And now we're asking them to read and react, or we're asking them to play in the secondary as a run support guy, but also as a pass defender. And it's hard, you know, to learn in such a short time. But I'm very proud of our young guys, Michael Allred and Eli Saylors and Chandler Bowden, Mason Bowman. Those guys have really come along for us at this point in the season. And it showed last night because, you know, finally our mental mistakes in the secondary was drastically reduced. And then up front, I thought we absolutely got to the football probably the best we have. We were very violent when we were getting to the football, and I think those guys are starting to see, you know, when we can get 11 people to the football and when we can all do our assignment, it makes the job a whole lot easier.
Monterey now 7-0, wins over Joe Burns. Final score 35-6 Friday night. Head coach Scott Hughes, congratulations.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having us on.
Let's go to Clay County. Talk about the Bulldogs, who get the win over Pickett County 45-0 Friday night. And Jake Johnson is head coach at Clay County. Coach, what did you like most about your team's performance?
Well, truthfully, just so many different contributors, offense, defense, special teams. I feel like we had an opportunity to really really try to develop some guys, get some guys quality minutes that have yet this year.
How important is that in just not the health so much of this year, that's important too, but also just building your program from year to year?
Well, you know, at some point in time, some of these younger guys, their number's going to be called. And, you know, even in practice, you know, we practice against them all week long, when they're on scout team and everything else. But, you know, any time you can get them some experience underneath the lights, it's always a win, for sure.
Did you come out last night wanting to run the football effectively?
You know, absolutely. And it wasn't from the usual guy either, I guess, is the pleasing thing as a coach. You know, Will Ogletree had a little bit of a minor injury and we rested him. You know, Carson Sharps had a couple big games beforehand, but freshman Joseph Markham ran for 140 yards last night and had a career high in carries. So it was good to see him perform on that level as well.
What do you like about him?
Oh, Joseph Markham is he's a tough kid. You know, he looks a little lanky, a little thin, but he actually is an in-between the tackles runner. He runs a lot more powerful than he is. He's got good vision. He's got really good burst, too, as far as accelerating through the hole.
Carson Sharp also with a nice night. What does he bring to the run game?
Speed. Carson Sharp is speed, you know, and he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. You know, the kid is a fiery competitor, but, you know, last night the typical Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside runners right there.
Coach, on the defensive side last night, obviously the shutout impressive, but beyond that, what did you see that you liked?
Well, you know, once again, it was the same thing from the top. Is, you know, so many different guys in different positions, and just still being able to maintain the shutout, still being effective, and all the meanwhile getting some younger guys some reps to be able to develop them as well, but. The mentality as far as fast, physical, aggressive, you know, it never let off as far as it didn't matter who was in. It still maintained that same level.
Clay County Coach Jake Johnson, how do you approach bye weeks? What's your thoughts on how to manage it?
Well, is you know, something we forget about as coaches, and it's very easy to do, is these are teenage kids, you know, that we deal with. And you know, they've been at it. You know, you think it's been 7 weeks of football, but really we've been at this thing since July, you know, as far as full force goes. So, I mean, we're just going to give our guys a break. I mean, let them heal up from some nagging things, you know, get a little time off and come back refreshed because, you know, we are seven games in, but, you know, fingers crossed, we still need to be ready and raring to go for the postseason and everything else along that way.
Is it a balancing act from that standpoint of letting them get away, letting them heal up, letting them kind of get their minds clear versus, boy, I don't want to lose any of that edge that we're starting to build here.
Right. And, you know, it is a balance. And I guess it varies depending on what situation we're in. But I feel like our guys do a pretty good job of being focused. They work hard. You know, like the mentality they have is just who they are. So, but, you know, right now is one of those opportune times we can afford to give them some needed time off that they just don't get.
Clay County gets the win over Pickett County. Final score 45-0. Coach, as always, thanks for the time.
Hey, no problem.
The UC Sports Nation scoreboard for Friday night. UCSportsNation.com for all things happening high school sports in the Upper Cumberland. Cascade defeats Jackson County 10-0. Livingston 31, DeKalb County nothing. Clay County 45, Pickett County nothing. Monterey beats Joe Burns 35-6. Cookeville downs Warren County 25-19. Upperman defeats York by a 35-0 score. Macon County gets past Stone Memorial 16-6. We roll on the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders as we bring in Sean Loftus, head coach of the Jackson County Blue Devils. Coach, it was quite a defensive battle last night.
It was, and I told my kids after the game was over with, you know, I was extremely proud of the defensive effort, and I told them it was that I totally take the blame for us not being able to somehow get them into the end zone, on the offensive side. So when you give up, when you only give up 10 points, I mean, with the way that we've been scoring the ball on the offensive side, you kind of feel great, very good about your opportunities and in order to win the ball game. And so, the defense last night held its own and did a good job. And, like I said, I've got to find a better way of getting our offense into the end zone and winning the ball game.
Did they show you anything different in terms of Cascade defensively?
Just a little bit, but not a lot. We had some opportunities. We got down inside the 30 a couple of times, and then missed. We just didn't execute, or missed a wheel route or a seam route or something like that. But we never really got started running the ball like I thought we could have with the way that they were playing their defense. I mean, we knew that they were going to come out, and and anytime you get a 5-to-6-man box, you should be able to run the ball, and we didn't run it as effective as we thought that we should have from watching film. And then they had a kid that played extremely well last night and gave us some fits off the edge, and so with him coming off the edge so hard, it kind of disrupted us a little bit in the pass game. And but again, I mean, that's stuff that that I should hopefully next time that I learn from it, and I will be better suited for it.
You thought that you had some points from special teams, but that old penalty bug got you.
Yeah, I mean, it's, Jacob Calvin returns a punt probably around 80 yards or so. And, the old saying is don't ever hit anybody behind you whenever the play's in front of you. I mean, and we had, it's clear as day on film. I mean, we just hit somebody 8 to 10 yards behind the play, and it ended up biting us, when it was all said and done. And it caught, Jacob made a very good individual effort in order to return that kick all the way, and made a couple of different moves and made people miss. And and we try to teach these things throughout the year as and making sure that everybody knows when they're out there that you don't do certain things during certain times, and that's one of the lessons that that I hope that we learn from, and it doesn't happen again. But just making sure that you block people whenever you're in front of the ball, but not whenever the ball's in front of you.
Sean Loftus is with us. Jackson County falls to Cascade by a 10-0 score Friday night. These kind of games can be frustrating to the players and coaches, fans, everybody involved. How do you keep it from being that way and accentuate the good things that you were able to do?
Right, because their effort was tremendous. I mean, like I said, defensively, we played lights out, I thought. And even their we gave up a field goal there late. I mean, but we kept on battling. And I told them, I mean, we're still relatively a young football team, and that's I guess that's the thing that we got to get better at is putting together consecutive weeks, or you know, and being more consistent all around in all three phases of the game, offensively, defensively, special teams, and so that's what you know we're striving to still you know we've got to put we gotta go on, and it's this one right here is going to kind of sting a little bit longer, I guess, than some of them. But you know, last week I thought we played really well offensively, and stuff. And then all of a sudden this week, you know, again, you know, we just didn't execute, and I didn't put us in good situation. So hopefully, you know, I told the kids I was very proud of their efforts, and you know, just unfortunately last night the ball didn't bounce our way. But you know, we got to go back to work on Monday, and you know, we got to have a great attitude, and we got to just come. And learn from some of the things that, you know, that maybe we didn't do Friday night, or maybe some of the learn from the mistakes that we made and things like that. But it is, you know, that's just a sign of a young team of, you know, we got to go get over some growing pains. And, you know, and we've got kids, you know, playing in different positions, and or some kids maybe playing a little bit earlier because of, you know, we've been hit by the injury bug this year. But, you know, again, you know, you got to have the old who's next up type theory, and, you know, and go out and play your position.
Blue Devils head coach Sean Loftus, Jackson County, falls to Cascade Friday night. Coach, thanks for the visit.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Larry.
Mountain Barn Builders High School playbook takes us next to Upperman as the Bees get the win over York 35-0. Head coach Adam Kane. Scoreboard looks good, coach. How'd you feel about your performance?
I was very proud of our performance. I'll be honest with you, we've been scuffling around a little bit offensively the last few weeks. And I got really, truthfully, got down on my knees and prayed that we'd have a little breakout, especially in the passing game. And lo and behold, we threw four touchdowns and had some young guys, you know, at the receiver position really, you know, step up and play to their potential. And you know, we threw the ball really well. And it was important for us because York was pretty committed to stopping our run game. You know, Donovan threw it well, and we had some young kids, like I said, step up and make plays.
Six different guys catching passes. That just helps you in terms of building depth as you move through October and into the postseason.
Absolutely, and that's important. You know, we're at that time of the year where injuries are kind of mounting up, and, you know, every coach that I've talked to around the state has the same issue. It's just it's a long year, and you know, so we're looking and searching every day, and in fact even set up our practices to, you know, to provide opportunities for kids to show that they want to, you know, contribute. And last night we had multiple contributions from, you know, from guys that we've been hoping would get to that point. And I was proud, and you know, defensively we're pretty consistent, and we're playing pretty good ball on that side. But I was really pleased to see my offensive explosion.
You mentioned defensively, you get the shutout, but also you're just able to limit York and what they're able to do offensively.
Yeah, and they provide some problems and some issues, and it always. You know, it was a week-long process trying to figure out exactly how you want to deploy your defense against them. You know, it's kind of a wing-T deal, but he runs a lot of option stuff as well. And, you know, last night they decided to, you know, really attack the perimeter against us. And other than a few, you know, explosive plays that they had, we were able to, you know, get them corralled. And once we started tackling better, it was you know, it was a pretty good performance for us on that side of the ball.
How good is the bye week for you at this point?
I don't think it could come at a better time for us. You know, I hope and pray that we've got a lot of ball left to play. You know, I'm hoping we're going to be able to, you know, get into the playoffs and make, you know, make a run. But we're a tired football team right now, and you know, we've played some good ball. We've played some really competitive opponents. The last three football games have been on the road, and not just on the road, but some pretty lengthy road trips. And you know, you don't realize it, but those hour and a half, 2 hour trips home after the ball game can really zap you if you're not careful. And we do a pretty good job of making sure our guys get recovered and stuff, but we work them hard during the week. And the 95 degree heat doesn't help, and so if this will come at a good time, I hope we can mentally kind of refresh and then push the restart button and continue to play good football.
That mental part, often overlooked by people. You think about just resting the body, but also kind of getting your mind away from it and refreshing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I noticed this week in practice, just the fatigue, you know, people start getting grumpy, and coaches are, nerves are shot, and players are, you know, kind of getting, not in a disrespectful manner, but you can tell they're a little bit worn down with all the, I don't want to say yelling and screaming, but the critical coaching that we sometimes have to give. And hopefully, you know, you get a week away from it, and where there's not the pressure of preparing for a game, and hopefully everybody kind of reboots and gives a little more energy about them, and maybe all our attitudes will be a little bit better going into the Grundy week.
Good way to start it, with a 35-0 win over York Institute Friday night. Upperman now 6-1 on the season. Head coach Adam Kane, thank you for the time, and enjoy your bye week.
Thank you for having me.
Last stop on this week's edition of the High School Playbook, presented by Mountain Barn Builders, Red Boiling Springs, as we bring in head coach Matt Swatter. Coach, as October arrives, where do you feel like your football team is right now?
You know, we haven't been able to win any yet, but I feel that we're getting better. We're still young in a lot of spots, and so we're having to teach football. And I tell them, you know, we're at the beginning of October, late September, and we should be where we were. We should be in August where we are now. But, you know, we're coming along. And like I said, we're young in some places. And so that bodes well for us going into next year. But I feel like we're getting better.
Where are you youngest right now?
Well, I got an entire junior backfield. And I got an eighth grade quarterback. And I've got two freshmen and a sophomore on the offensive line. And so... We're young in a lot of places. You know, I've got five seniors. And so, you know, we're still trying to work with these guys, catch them up. But I feel, you know, Dylan and Devin, our junior running backs, they're doing an excellent job running the ball. They're picking up. We've changed offense. We're picking up this new offense that we're doing. And, you know, I thought going into last night, we were able to effectively run the ball better than we have in most games this year.
What do you want to be offensively?
We want to be a power running football team. I mean, we want to be able to establish the run. We want to be able to run a few counters when needed. But we want to be able to run power football. And like I said, last night I feel that was the first time we were able to do that.
Guys coming off the ball, running it downhill. That's why that offensive line is so important.
Exactly. And, you know, it's the backside of it's the weak side of our offensive line right now that's young, and so it makes it hard to run counters. But, you know, these guys are doing a very good job. They're learning the system, and, you know, we're just trying to get them up to speed, rep it as much as possible. And I'm hoping, you know, these next few weeks, I know it's late in the season, but I'm hoping we can continue to progress. And we get a lot of these key players back next year, and so we hope we can progress into next year.
What are you seeing defensively from your team right now?
You know, they're playing hard. You know, we're undersized.
And so we emphasize being quick off the ball, shooting their gap, make sure we work, you know, good hand work, proper technique when tackling, or secondary, you know, we emphasize, you know, this is a big thing, don't get beat deep, you know, and keep everything in front of us and, you know, give ourselves a chance to compete and give our offense a chance to put points on the board.
When you're trying to build a program, yes, you want to win as many games as you can, but it really is about progressing week to week and then trying to progress from this season to the next. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the biggest thing for us, being at Red Bull in the spring, you know, you've had two winning seasons in your program's history. And so for us, it's competing. And, you know, last night we're playing Gorenzville. This is a football school. And the expectations are, well, it's going to be 35-0 in the, you know, by the time we get in the second half, you're going to have a running clock. And so, you know, we want to be able to compete. And, you know, through six games, yet, you know, our record doesn't show it, but we go back to that first game of the season against Sunbright. You know, we lose a 14-6 game, a competitive game. The week before last against Oakdale, 18-6 game, it was 6-6 midway through the fourth quarter, another competitive game. And last night, I don't think the score was indicative on how well we played, because after they got up 8-0, we said we established about a 9-minute drive all the way down on the half-yard line. You know, we didn't score, but being able to move that ball, being able to have success against, you know, a team that's bigger, that's stronger than us up front, that's positives that we can look at as a coaching staff, and the players can build off that.
Coach, aside from the X's and O's and building your team, how much of building the program is just dealing with those expectations, those thoughts of it's going to be 35-0?
You know, that's hard. That's hard. And, you know, when you get beat so much, it's hard to get your boys to respond. And, you know, the one thing that we preach and the one thing that we emphasize is you're better than you think you are. You know, and I think they realize that. I think our boys realized that last night. Being able early to establish the run, move the football, you know, they come out and said, you know what, you know, these guys aren't that good. And so that's a confidence builder coming into a part of a schedule now where it's not as hard as the first 5-6 games we played. And so we can build off that. And if we can win a couple, that's something to progress into next year and build off of, especially when we have such a good core group coming back.
The head coach of Red Boiling Springs is Matt Swatter as they try to build the program on the northern part of the Upper Cumberland Plateau. All right, bye weeks are the storyline of the next 7 days across the Upper Cumberland. Here's the schedule for next Friday night. Cumberland will battle Rockwood. DeKalb County takes on Smith County. It's Jackson County hosting Pickett County. White County returns from a bye as they battle Livingston Academy. Monterey on the road for the first time in a month. They're at Bledsoe County. Red Boiling Springs takes on Clinton County, Kentucky next Friday night. Light schedule, but we'll be here next Saturday morning to see what happened with your favorite teams. Hope they win. Thanks to our producer, Maddie Greider, studio producer, Will Hearn, Justin Matheny, and Rusty Ellis, manning UCSportsNation.com. I'm Larry Stone. Enjoy this football Saturday.